Looking across the battered hull of the capsized ship to the deck of the Black Swan, Gorakhsh saw the savage exuberance on his father's face. The sick knot inside his stomach twisted more violently. He'd never seen his father kill anyone, but he was aware of the stories that were told in the rough bars and opium dens in the darkest corners of Kanyakumari that said Rajiv Shivaji was a murderer several times over. Anya and Lochata tried to keep the students busy until the rescue helicopter arrived by searching for more artifacts like the Naga.
Dude, Nagas were evil.
Maybe in Dungeons & Dragons 3rd edition, but not in 3.5. In 3.5, you could roll up a Naga character and play one. You could be lawful good if you wanted to.
They trudged around the edge of the cliff, which had come back into view as the flooding receded.
Yeah, well, 3.5 ripped D&D's canon all to hell. It was just a stupid marketing ploy to bring back players who wanted to play monster characters and got pissed because they couldn't.
Playing monster characters is cool.
But the constant chatter had finally gotten on Anya's last nerve.
Hey, gamer geeks, enough with the chatter. The Naga statue we found isn't a playing piece from some long-lost D&D game. We're supposed to be out here looking for more artifacts.
You think that Naga was, like, part of a chess set?
What's your name?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
My name is Sansar.
Fine. Listen up, Sansar. No, I do not think that Naga statue was part of a chess set or any kind of game. What I think is that the Naga statue came from somewhere out there.
Like it was just laying out here somewhere in the jungle?
Or it was buried under the sand. The tsunami moved a lot of seafloor. Maybe it shifted some things around.
You think there's more out there?
I think there could be more out here.
So we could be out here tromping around in the water for no reason?
Personally, Jason, I think it beats sitting around the dig site in muddy clothes waiting for help to arrive.
So, when's this rescue helicopter gonna be here?
I don't know.
Oh. Man, I hope somebody finds more food. Do you think a Pringles can could survive getting submerged? I mean, if it hasn't been opened. Those things are watertight before you peel them open.
I've got an idea. Why don't you two walk in that direction?
Why do we have to walk that way? I mean, why can't we walk with you?
Because we can cover more ground if we separate.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. But why do you have to have this end? I mean, why can't we have it?
We've been through a tsunami. We're trapped out here without supplies. And you want to argue over which end of the Indian Ocean we're going to search for artifacts that could be harder to find than a needle in a haystack?
Hey, you know what? This end is just fine with me.
What if she's telling us to go that way because she believes she's going to find something this way? Hmm? How do you know she doesn't just want all the glory for herself?
Dude, you should really keep your mouth shut about now. She could kick your butt.
Okay, you guys take this end. I'll take that one.
See? You just really made her mad.
Me? You're the one that started the argument over the D&D rules.
There were a lot of times when Anya preferred working alone on a dig. This was one of them. She wondered how the two students could be so completely useless. She wanted to find another artifact to show them what could happen if they actually applied themselves to the task at hand.
Hey! Look what I found!
Standing in the shallows where the artifact had been found, Anya upended the fired clay pot and studied the bottom.
So how old is it?
49 BC.
Wow, that thing's over 2,050 years old! Ah!
She's goofing you. How would a potter know that he made a pot 49 years before Christ was born?
Oh, I knew that. I was just so excited over finding it, I wasn't thinking.
You didn't find it. I did.
We were walking together. That means we both found it.
Both of you, shut up! I think you have found something. It even ties in with the dig Professor Rai has initiated. Do you see this figure? The woman with the six arms riding the tiger?
That's Shakti, right?
Right.
I thought I recognized her.
This lays out some of her story.
Anya slowly turned the pot to display the collection of images around the base. The images were sculpted to lead into one another. The image next to the one of Shakti on the tiger showed her at court with several ladies-in-waiting fanning her. Still another showed her in battle with Shiva, her lover. The final image showed her sacrificing herself on a funeral pyre to Shiva.
Makes you wonder how long the Shakti cult was here.
It does, but it also makes you wonder how wide the belief in her was spread.
What do you mean, Anya?
Did this come from the dig site? Or was it brought in from the sea?
You think someone threw it away?
No. I think the Naga and the pot could have been part of a ship's cargo.
Cool. You mean you think there's a sunken treasure ship loaded with gold out there?
No, I don't.
The other members of the dig site were quickly convinced by Sansar and Jason that the ocean shallows were burgeoning with gold just waiting to be scooped up. They'd taken a break to go get bottles of water and quickly spread the news of their find. When they'd returned, most of the dig site members had returned with them. The students split into groups and prowled the water like children on an Easter egg hunt. Jason and Sansar had stopped arguing long enough to locate a fishing net that had washed up. They weighted the bottom with stones and were dragging the muddy ground. Anya reluctantly admitted to herself that the two were definitely inventive. Her headache had gotten worse. Despite the pain and the frustration she felt, she worked in the journal she was keeping for the Shakti dig. She sketched the bay area's general geographical characteristics and marked the site where the clay pot had been found. The spot where the Naga statue had been found had already been marked.
Not exactly the most organized effort, is it?
Not even, Lochata.
I'm surprised the pot survived the tsunami.
Not to mention hundreds or thousands of years at the bottom of the ocean.
It wasn't here thousands. This pot was kiln-fired.
It must have come from a city or a town.
I agree.
The closest city I know of that was on the coast within that time frame was Kaveripatinam.
There were a few others. Smaller, but still viable. But it was Kaveripatinam that the world came to see and trade with. Until a tsunami destroyed much of it 2,500 years ago, that is. It's been rebuilt over time, though so much of the ancient architecture has been lost. It's called Pumpuhar now.
Well, we're a long way from Pumpuhar.
The pot could have come from a merchant ship then. I've worked with a lot of the pottery that was found offshore there. This piece looks like other pieces that were recovered there.
Even the bas-relief?
No. I was talking about the composition of the materials and the technique used to fire it. These raised images of Shakti mark the pot as something other than an everyday pot. This was probably intended for a religious service, or as a cherished gift for a lover or a family member.
The pot and the statue were found in a relatively straight line.
I'd noticed that.
It would probably help if some of the students searched deeper into the jungle. Anything that was light would have washed farther up the shore.
When I can get them to stop looking for gold, I intend to have them search there. Provided they're interested in continuing the dig.
Oh, I think they're interested. We just need to find a few more things to keep them that way.
The Grimjoy rocked on the sea with a careless abandon that told Goraksh the craft hadn't been properly anchored. The yacht was a thing of beauty. At least 40 feet long, the boat was a shipbuilder's confection of polished teak and brass. It was also rigged and powered to be a motor sailor, capable of traveling with the wind or by the big engines. Grabbing his binoculars, Goraksh studied the yacht. He spotted a red-haired woman in a bikini waving frantically in the stern, but no one else appeared on deck.
What do you think, my son?
What do I think about what, father?
It could be a trap.
A trap?
There could be armed men below decks, waiting till we're within range. They could have rifles or machine guns, perhaps even a rocket launcher. Those things are not as hard to get hold of as they once were.
I don't think it's a trap. The woman appears too afraid.
Perhaps you're right. It pays to be right. But it also pays to be careful. Men! In position! Here, son. Take this in case you need it.
Goraksh turned to his father. Rajiv held a semi-automatic pistol in his hand. Reluctantly, but trying hard not to show it, Goraksh took the pistol. The weapon fit his hand, but it was a lot heavier than he'd expected. He prayed he wouldn't need it.
Men, close in!
Rogue Angel is continued on the next CD.